We get the chance to talk to a lot of fascinating people here on the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show. And one fits the bill, Brandon Novak, Baltimore boy. Man, he has written a couple of books. He's been through it, everything from addiction to, you know, living in broke down row homes and selling his body and weird, just awful stuff. Clean and sober now, doing great, thriving, and he talks to us about such things as Novak's house, a special skate park that he's building, and a new video premiering at the Auto Bar. It's our friend Brandon Novak here on the Justin Scott and Spiegel Year-End Best of Spectacular.
You enjoyed this, gentlemen. I believe it was 2020 alongside Bam Margera for one of the special Zoom online happy hours that we did. This guy is back in town for something very special. The 21st coming up at the Auto Bar. He's got some great work he's doing with Novak's house. We're going to tell you all about. He is my friend. He is local shredder. He is internationally recognized sobriety badass. It is Brandon Novak. What's up, homie?
Hey, man, thank you so much for having me.
Dude, absolutely my pleasure. You and I are working on a little something behind the scenes that at some point when I get face-to-face with you, you're getting a big old kiss on the cheek.
Oh, wow.
But you... Yeah, dude, seriously, we're working on something that if it works out... Yeah, I'm going to be a happy little panda. What do you got going on at the Auto Bar, dude? February 21st, 6 p.m., what's up?
Yeah, man. So this is my 30-year debut. My last full video part in a skateboarding video was 30 years ago, and that was in the Chaos video for Pal Peralta. I took a 25-year hiatus, more or less heroin consumed 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
And I decided to come back. I flew out to Barcelona, spent a lot of time in California, and at 43 years old, I've put my first ever full-length skateboarding video part out that will premiere at the Auto Bar February 21st. And I couldn't be more excited, and I couldn't be more proud of the part
Dude,
that I've been able to
together. It's so cool that you were able to do this and be on the other side of it, and you're going to be there with another one of my heroes growing up, Auto Bar. That's going to be February 21st, 6 p.m., Andy Roy. Who is another dude that his life was gripped and ripped by addiction. He got on the other side of it. Hell, he's got brand new teeth. He's got a bunch of weird-ass tattoos. That guy, there was nothing that he wouldn't shred back in the day. And then he succumbed to some issues, and he got on the other side of it just like you. He's going to be there. That's awesome. And you are now deeply entrenched in the sobriety community, not just sober yourself, but helping other people get sober. And you and I were talking offline. There's a lot of these halfway houses, sobriety houses, and you now have your own. Tell me about Novak's house.
You know, real quick before I get to that, as you were saying that, I was thinking the commonality and the theme that binds us all together are two things here, skateboarding and addiction.
Yeah.
And now recovery, right? Like, I showed up at Bam's house to do an intervention on him years ago, and Andy Roy was there. And he was just in a really bad way. I could see it in his eyes. And Bam was on the fence whether he was going to accept the help, but Andy's like, dude, I'll take it. We were blessed with the ability to send Andy to treatment. And I'm not a holy roller. I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. But when I want to believe if God is real, I look at Andy because he's truly a walking, talking miracle today. And actually, yesterday, he just celebrated 2 years of sobriety.
That's awesome.
That guy, yeah, come on.
Yeah, and Scott, you probably saw him. What was the Viceland show? Andy Roy was on it about
King of the Road.
King of the Road. Andy Roy was on there. He's the guy that's got that real high pitch, crazy
yeah,
voice. Like, he's just flying. The guy's shot out of a cannon. So I'm so glad to see him back. And you are now helping so many other people around the country, around the world get sober.
You know what I've noticed, too, is that maybe not so much to the level, but they always say that golf is a sport that you should pick up because you can do it when you get older. And Justin and Brandon and all you guys – you're making that true for skateboarding, at least as of right now.
I mean,
you're not super old, but you guys are getting...
We ain't
like,
young.
I see some of the videos. You ain't young, but you ain't old yet. But you guys are still out there doing it. I'm like, how the hell?
Dude, straight up, at 43 years old, my video part that I'm premiering at Auto Bar on the 21st, it stands on its own with the pro skaters of today. And
isn't that crazy?
It blows my...
it's wild seeing some of the clips you put up online. Follow him at Brandon Novak. Because, yeah, it's not like sometimes there's a bit of a legends part in a video where like an old head from back in the day shows back up. And, you know, it's cool that you get to see this guy from yesteryear come on the video. I've seen clips of this thing. You are fully raging with the best that there is now that you've got your sobriety back.
Yeah, I've kind of given it my all. You know, honestly, again, I hate to keep saying my age, but at 43, I'm the best that I've ever been physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. Like, I've literally been blessed with the ability to come back tenfold. And people ask me all the time, how are you doing? And my stock answer is way better than I deserve. You know what I mean? So I truly try to just take advantage of every day to the fullest, man.
I'm just curious, you know, you've had quite a career with skateboarding and stunts. What do you fear? What do you have any phobias or things that you're afraid of, like spiders or stuff like that?
Yeah, the common things that you hear, snakes, rats, spiders, like lizards, things like that. But really, I'm not trying to get all spiritual with everything here this morning, but what I fear more is like missed opportunity of things that I could have done and unfortunately ending up at like 90 years old, looking back, wishing that I would have took advantage of it. So now I'm like, dude, let's just do it. I kind of got into the thing with my mentor. He's like, I want you to just say yes to everything, minus obviously a drink or a drug. So I kind of got into the rhythm of just like, yeah, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
I don't know if you guys remember, but I did that when I recently had some life changes, went through a divorce and stuff like that, and it was a tough time. And I was either going to just like ball up into a ball and just stay in my house and do nothing, or I could just start saying yes to things.
Hell yeah.
I went to more like parties. I met more people. I just did more stuff than – normally I just pick, nah, I'm good. I don't want to go. And you know what? I just went yes. And when you say yes to things, like you said, good, healthy things – who knows what that one yes, it might lead to three or four more yeses and open up 10 more doors. It's incredible.
It's really because what I've learned in my own experience in life is that I am my biggest enemy and obstacle. And the common denominator in my problems are generally me. So if I just kind of get out of my way and remain open-minded to be willing to follow like just a different way than mine, because my mind will tell me I'm too old, I've missed the boat, what's the point, I don't have enough time, and it's all bullshit.
He's still Novak, dude. He's still Novak. It's all BS. And Brandon Novak, again, joining us on the program. Go to NovaksRecoveryHouse.com. NovaksRecoveryHouse.com. If you, someone you know, a family member, again, Brandon, you and I are kind of working on something behind the scenes a little bit that is very near and dear to me, and one day I hope to get to talk about it. You're lending me a hand right now. NovaksRecoveryHouse.com is your immediate resource if you or someone that you love needs help. And you've told me about this. You're raising money. You're going to help get people scholarships to this house because sometimes people are scared of the financials of being able to go to a house. You're trying to alleviate all that. You're putting all that worries behind and just focusing at the forefront, getting people sober.
So I did 1 year in treatment. From there, I went to a sober living house for I did 90 days in treatment, and then I went to a sober living house for 1 year. And in May, I'll be coming up on 7 years. So I always promised myself when I got into a position where I was financially sound, I was going to recreate the sober house that not only I lived in, but taught me how to remain sober at. And I did that, and I created Novak's House 1 year ago. It was one house with 11 beds. Today, I have three houses with 45 beds. It's in Wilmington, Delaware, and unfortunately, there's like an insane need for it. There's a waiting list. I wish that wasn't the case, and we had to shut down because we had no clients. But eight out of the 10 of the men that I treat are there via a scholarship. So I have generous friends, and they give me money that provides scholarships. And we came up with this concept that I'm here actually in Boca Raton, Florida right now. I'm throwing an event this Thursday night. It's called Night for Novak's House. You can find it at Night for Novak's House, Eventbrite.com. I'm having Pennywise fly in. Pennywise is doing the lead singer and the guitarist are doing like an acoustic set, a very like MTV Unplugged deal. And every dot, I'll be giving a speech. A successful participant, client of ours from Novak's House who's graduated will be there to give a talk. And every dollar raised from this event will go to a scholarship fund that will pay for people to go through sober living. What I'm trying to do away with in this world is where the price is a deterrent for someone to enter sober living. I want to help anybody that needs it as long as I have a bed available. And how I can ask for your help is this right here. Please don't miss it. Please go to anightfornovakhouse.eventbrite.com. If you click the donate button on there, if you donate $50 or more, I will handwrite you a thank you letter and mail it to you. Please just be part of the solution. If it wasn't for my sober living, I can promise you I'd be in that plot that my mother bought me 12 years ago.
Damn.
Just give me some chance.
Dude, we're going to go and put the link up right now at JSS 98 Rock. It is worth looking at. It's worth looking into. It's worth donating to. Go to the Auto Bar. That's coming up soon. That's going to be the 21st, 6 p.m. See his first skate park in like 30 years. Go take part in Novak's house. And Brandon, you and I at some point, we got to tear that bowl of new ass over at Charm City when you're back in town.
Please do, man. I'd love to get a session in with you. And if anyone's out there and you guys need help, please feel free to call me. 610-600-9174. If you're out there and you need help getting into treatment, call me directly. 610-600-9174. Together we can do this.
Dude, you're the best, man. Brandon, you're the absolute best. I'm going to get all these links up and we'll get it all taken care of. Thank you for your time, brother.
Love you, boys. Thank you, man.
Love you, brother.